Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our new Michigan Monday edition, volume Mish 26, episode number one. Our drop date is Monday, April 6, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again in this program by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have in the house today? Michelle.
Michelle Wolf is joining us for episode number one of Michigan Monday. We are so pleased to have you here, Michelle. Yes.
I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for having
me. And you know, loving this. It's kind of cool. You came to us kind of through Jackie Daniels.
Yes.
And Jackie was number one in our original Vehicle City Sounds.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. you guys have been on my radar for a bit now, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Jackie last summer at one of her open mics, and she is just like a ray of light. That's how I explain her. Yes. And since meeting her, she's been so supportive on my music journey and has honestly just opened up opportunities and just introduced me to more of the Michigan music scene and along with you guys. So it's funny. She was like, you have to meet these two. You've got to get on their podcast. They're really awesome. I think you guys would hit it off. And then I reached out and here we are.
You bet. And speaking of what we're doing here, this is our, as I mentioned, our first Michigan Monday episode. And as the name would indicate, we are focusing on Michigan bands, Michigan artists with this new version. We're still sending this out to our national audience. This is still going out being distributed just the way our flagship show does. But the Great Lakes State has tremendous talent. And we thought, hey, we've got a platform now. Let's show the rest of the country and the world what we've got. And we're so happy to have you here, Michelle, to start this all off.
Well, thank you for doing that. Yeah, the Michigan music scene has no shortage of talent. I have come to realize that over the years. Seriously. Got some serious talent in this state.
Now, you've been doing this a little while. How did you get into music? When did this kind of bite you and say, hey, I got to do this?
Well, kind of. I guess I'll go back and try to summarize a bit. I grew up in a family that was very connected to music. Both of my parents, though they're not musicians, always had music playing. That was how we grew up. And my brother started playing guitar, and that kind of encouraged me to start. So he taught me a bit when I was about 13. And then I just continued that throughout my teenage years. I would sing in my bedroom as a kid, and I don't know, I didn't think I was super good, but I loved to do it. And put those two together in my early teen years and just kind of ran with it. Did like all the talent shows and little high school competitions and stuff like that. Started writing music probably around 12 or 13 as well. And then it's just like the next, you know, from probably 17 to 22, I just built my chops playing live and just dipping into the scene. You know, I didn't know anything. I sucked. Looking back, I'm like, oh God, I played so many crappy shows. But I think that's part of like getting good is just being really shitty at something and you just keep going. And I think playing live like builds a different set of chops that like it's just experience you can't get without experiencing it, as you know.
Yes.
Cliche as that sounds, but you kind of just have to go for it.
It's interesting because we've had the opportunity to see some folks, and our original show has been going now for almost 2 years. We've seen some folks that we talked to at the very onset of that, and then just over a 2 year period of time, how they've developed their onstage presence and how you get more comfortable there and become more of a performer. Has that kind of been what you felt?
Totally. I love that you bring that up. That's cool that you can see that. I'm sure like the artists that you've talked to would appreciate knowing that too. I feel like sometimes that goes unnoticed. So that's really great. But definitely, like, I think people assume watching me perform that I have a ton of confidence, which I do. I just, you know, performing live for 15 years, you definitely get comfortable on the stage. But I think, like, my only tip to, like, aspiring artists is to just keep doing it. It's like anything else. Like, it becomes second nature. Yeah. And I will say I grew up as a dancer and actually taught dance for like 13 years. And I will say just having that experience definitely put me out there and helped me to be comfortable for performing in general. So I do attribute a lot of that comfortability to just growing up on stage as a dancer. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a human being still in my 30s. You know, you still feel awkward sometimes, but you're just, you're professional about it. And you just, you know, you save it or you change lanes and you just keep going. I think that's the beauty of live performance. I think that's what I love about live performance is like you can't plan it out and some things happen and you're like, ooh, don't want to do that again. Or some amazing things happen. And it's the beauty of live performance.
How do I capture that? Yeah, you exactly. bet. It is. That's one of the reasons we love it so much. It's just, to me, it's always been a dream to be able to play guitar or any instrument, really, in front of a group of people. But I'll never have that kind of talent. I did a long time ago, but that much.
How long for you?
But it's.
I can tell. That's you're being
what
modest.
We love about this. Yeah.
Well,
but it's so much fun to get out and see you perform, see folks actually do what we would love to do, and it's interesting to me to hear you say, "Yeah, I'm confident, but I'm not." Up there. And I've always heard, and I wondered about
too,
this,
you know,
I've always heard that playing live is just recovering from a mistake. Do you feel that? How well do you recover?
I think honestly, I do recover well just because I've done it so much. Like I'll be, if anybody, I feel like, I don't know, unless you're a touring musician and, you know, you are just putting every ounce of time into your craft. I feel like every performance, there's always something that goes unplanned or a mistake. I think if you don't say that, I think you're fibbing as a live musician. Yeah. Feel like, I mean, I'm not a robot. Things happen. And, I think I have gotten really good at recovering from that kind of stuff. And 99% of the time, nobody notices or it ends up being cool. Like a missed string ends up sounding, you know, interesting. And you're like, oh, maybe I'll add that in for real next time. But,
there you go.
Yeah. I think like people that are coming to see live music, they want that realness, especially in today's world that is, you know, advancing so much with technology and, you know, we just have all this information and all this art thrown at us instantly on social media. So I think people are kind of craving that like normalcy, that
no question,
the realness, no question. I don't know. Yes.
Well, the first song that we've got queued up is a great tune, by the way. You sent us three fantastic songs. This is called Breaking the Cycle and has quite a message to it, too. Can you give us a little bit of the backstory on this song?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying those kind words. So this song is pretty explanatory in the title. This song for me is coming straight from my soul, straight from my inner child, and just talks about and expresses wanting to break those generational cycles and those generational patterns that I think every person probably experiences to some extent, and just coming out of that. And, you know, the point where I am in my life, becoming a mom a couple years ago, had my first son, and it changes you. I'm not sure if you guys have children, but it just changes the way, it changes everything And it just made me, you know, in preparation for having a child, it made me kind of reflect on like what things I wanted to pass on to my child and what things I didn't. And I do come from a long line of some trauma, and I feel like I was born to be a cycle breaker. And that's, I think this song was a long time coming, and I was finally able to put it into words, and really love how it turned out. Shout out to Josh Ford at the Sound Shop Recording Studio. He's an amazing Detroit musician. You'll have to chat with him if you haven't already. But I recorded that in his studio.
Absolutely.
And yeah, he did a fantastic job with it. So I'm really proud of this tune for the message and for how it sounds too.
All right. Give this one a very careful listen, audience. This is Breaking the Cycle from Michelle Wolf. Michelle Wolf's breaking the cycle.
I could watch you dance to that all day. That just made me so happy. Thank you for listening.
Well, and I have a feeling, Quarter Peep, this one's going on your playlist.
Oh, yeah. I already checkmarked it. So
if I make a music video, I'm going to need you in it, rocking out, I think.
Call me.
And Michelle, one of the things that I think is so cool about this, it's a great song, but certainly a song with purpose. Yeah. And we appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, folks, this is Vehicle City Sounds Michigan Monday. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back on the other side with more from Michelle Wolf.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday program. We are with Michelle Wolf. Michelle, we talked a little bit off air when we were getting started here, getting ready to go on, about the incredible support that the Michigan music scene gives each other. It's not necessarily a competition. It's more of a, hey, what can we do to help? You've seen that, I know, from several of the folks that we talked about earlier, and I know this show is being recorded on the 24th of March, coming out the 6th of April. Tomorrow, you are going to be playing in the songwriter showcase that Jackie Daniels puts on with a couple of our alums. Ryan O'Neill is going to be in there. Rob Lewis is going to be there. Those sorts of programs have to really go a long way towards building what you're doing. Is that true?
1,000%. I think first and foremost, it's nice and refreshing to have a space that showcases original music. I love cover music. I love playing cover music. I love putting my own twist on my favorite songs. And the songs that we love and that we want to play, I think, create the foundation of us being musicians, obviously. And I love those types of gigs. I play those all the time. But it is so nice. And I also love being able to showcase my original music. Because that's what I am. I'm a songwriter. That's a huge part of me. And to be able to have a space that not only accepts it, but encourages it. And it's a great way to network with your original music, just being around other songwriters locally, and just like the inspiration of it, just being around other incredible songwriters and just having that inspiration. I think that is why I started music in the first place, is you're inspired to do so. Yeah. And I think that's been, since I started as a teenager, I have always said I've always wanted to aspire to inspire and just maybe inspire, the next person to, not even if it is or isn't being a musician, but just to be themselves or to share their art, share their soul with the world. Just having that space is super awesome, and being inspired by others and just have those connections. I think with a lot of businesses, or art forms, it's about who you know. And it's not even in a getting to the next level type of thing. It's about just the connections you make. And those are lasting bonds, but also it does open up opportunities for each other. Jackie Daniels is so big in the music community, and she's always trying to help someone and always trying to get someone in and sharing contacts, and it's so kind. And I do not take that for granted. It is a big community. I have most of the people that I've come in contact with in the Michigan music scene are incredibly supportive, super talented, and it's not a competition. It's a there's room for all of us type feeling. That's what I've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Room for collaboration. I agree.
Yes. And some of the most amazing art is created that way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun to see some of the crossover too with a number of the different artists that have been in Jackie's world and then ultimately have performed songs together. That whole thing, you know, I think of the song that she just did with Louie Lee just a little bit ago, and what an amazing tune that was.
Yes, Jackie collaborates with so many artists. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that, like you touched on, like the blending of genres. Like, I think the hardest question, and it's a little bit daunting sometimes when someone's like, what genre are you? And I'm like, today? Because tomorrow I'm feeling this. So I feel when people say I truly listen to everything, like I really feel I truly have been brought up listening to so many genres, and they've all inspired me. And it's so interesting, like being a musician and just a music lover for years, you realize this, there's so many similarities in genres. Like there's so many more similarities than there are differences. And I love the connection. You know, like I'm playing shows with country artists. I'm playing shows with blues musicians. I'm playing shows in heavier, you know, heavier rock shows. I think there's room for everyone in that sense. And the collaboration, like it adds so much more. I don't know, when you're collaborating with people that aren't the same as you. I don't know.
Yeah. Ultimately, it all fits.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this next one that we've got queued up, Michelle. This is Ragdoll, and an interesting song. Give me a little bit of the background here.
Yeah, so this song I wrote probably about 8 years ago. I had went into the studio, like most of my songs, and I start with vocals and acoustic guitar. And at that time, I had gotten really busy playing shows, so I kind of put that tune on the back burner. Fast forward about 6 years later, the trio that I was playing with at the time, we basically, you know, got back to this song, Ragdoll, and we added some stuff and changed it up, and it evolved as songs always do, and ended up recording it in 2023, released the full band version in 2023. So it's definitely a song that's evolved. The basis of this song is a tough relationship between mother and daughter, and kind of the way that weighs on a person, especially being a woman, and how that kind of carries you through your life. So it's definitely a dark song, but I think people are drawn to this song a lot because of the lyrics, but also because of the kind of quicker, bouncier guitar strumming. I think people are drawn to this song for that reason. And then once they listen to the lyrics, or I've had people be like, can you send me those lyrics? I want to read those lyrics. And they're like, wow.
Yeah.
This song's super special to me. I know I'm probably going to say that about every song, but this song
All right. And again, Michelle, a song with purpose. That's what we just love.
Oh, I like that. Purpose is a theme of this interview. I like that.
It seems to be, doesn't it? All right, let's give this one a listen. This is Michelle Wolf and Ragdoll.
Grief. I'll tear the night.
Tearjerker.
Oh, I've done my
Ragdoll from Michelle Wolf. Yes. Very interesting line, and I know I'm paraphrasing, but you see all of the reflection in the mirror, but you're only going to be the best of
that person. That is it's your mother the hope. Or whoever else. Yeah.
That's really, really deep. I like that.
Thank you.
We've got Michelle Wolf on the program tonight. This is the first of our Michigan Monday programs for Vehicle City Sound. And Michelle, I know after folks are hearing this, you're going to have a big fan base, and they're going to want to know how they can hear more of your music and find out where you're going to be playing. How do people find you, Michelle?
So I am on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I also have a Linktree. In all of those platforms that you can see live video footage, where I'll be playing next, all that good stuff. There's some magazine interviews in there. You can find me under Michelle Wolf Music, anywhere you stream your music, under Michelle Wolf. And also I have a few songs released under Michelle Wolf and the Wolf Pack. So you can find me anywhere you stream your music. And I have a lot of fun stuff coming up. I'll talk a little bit about where I just was last week. I was in Austin, Texas. I played my first out-of-state set of gigs. So it was a huge moment for me. And it truly was an incredible experience. I played during South by Southwest week. There's a festival called Austin Rhythm Revival. This year was the 5th year, so I got 3 time slots and I played at 2 places, and it was absolutely incredible. The energy in Austin, Texas for live music is something special. It's very cool. So that was amazing to be a part of. And then, like we talked about, I know this will air after, but I'm still going to talk about it. Tomorrow night at 3 Cats in Clawson, Michigan, I'm part of a singer-songwriter showcase. And I'll be playing along with 3 other amazing local songwriters, Jackie Daniels, Ryan O'Neill, and Rob Lewis. And going into April, I've got a full lineup of shows. I'm actually heading out to the Ann Arbor area and going to be on WCBN Local, their live radio show. And then I'm going to be a part of another singer-songwriter night at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, which is a really notable venue. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'll be in Saline. So if you're interested in seeing my show schedule coming up, you can definitely head to Facebook, Instagram, wherever you like to get your social media, and that's always posted there. So,
well, let's get a crowd. This should be a lot of fun. Yes, you got some great venues to be playing. Congratulations on the Austin.
Thank you. Gig.
That's terrific. Terrific.
It was awesome.
Michigan was well represented there.
I was just going to say that I was super, if I wasn't already proud to be a part of the Michigan music scene, I am totally now. Michigan represents, man. Michigan no does doubt. For sure.
Well, Michelle, we've got one more lined up for you. This is Getting Grown, and another interesting song. A little bit different musically than the first
yes.
two, but tell us a little more about this one.
So this song, 10 years ago in 2015, I was 23 years old, and I released my first full album. And this is the title track of the album. The album is called Getting Grown, and this is the title track. I was a young 20-something-year-old girl, and I started recording probably when I was 20 for this album. So over the course of probably 3 years, didn't go in saying I'm going to record an album, but started recording multiple mm-hmm. songs. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to record an album. So very proud of that album. And this song, it's about growing up and getting grown. And it's so funny because at 33, it resonates with me still. And I kind of chuckle a bit at the 23-year-old girl who thought she was growing up. And I'm like, now I really feel grown, but I might laugh at this in another decade and be like, yeah, you thought you were grown in your 30s, but I don't know if we ever truly grow up, but we just keep going.
I'm living proof. We never do.
Hey, your spirit has to stay young. That's the important part, right?
That's it. That's it. All right, folks, let's give this a listen. This is Michelle Wolf's Getting Grown.
about my grave. What about my needs? What about my grief? What about me?
All right. Michelle Wolf's Getting Grown. And I do have to say that you showed some writing chops that were far beyond a 20-something at that time. It's just another one of those. It's got that classic, I'm driving on Sunday morning and this is on the radio and getting me to my next point. It's that kind of a tune, and it's
thank you,
terrific.
I appreciate that.
It's the sweetest song. I mean, if you think about it, there's a journey of this young woman, but yet, like, hey, I'm growing up, but I'm still little. I'm growing up, and I'm still little, even though I know I'm growing.
Yeah.
You know, it's so sweet. Yes. I love that song. Oh my God,
I love hearing the way that you hear it. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being a part of our first Michigan Monday. We really appreciate having you on tonight.
I'm so honored to be a part of the first, and thank you both so much for giving me this opportunity and for giving the space to many musicians to share themselves with the world. So thank you. It was so nice chatting with you guys, and I hope to meet you in person very soon.
It's going to happen. You know it. We're going to be down to see you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up on the next Michigan Monday?
Yes. So next week we have Rivet.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that as well.
Brian Hensley.
Yes.
He is a friend of mine. He is incredible. If I have a second just to chat about
little
thing.
Please.
Okay. Very quickly, I met Brian last year through another musician friend, Riley Rupert. He's incredible. He's a guitarist. And it was my first time I've ever been approached to work on a project that wasn't written yet. So I was approached by Riley to meet his producer friend, Brian, and he's a musician and a recording producer himself. And he had this song idea. Riley wrote the guitar part for it. I came in and wrote the lyrics for it. And it's such an incredible song. It was sent out to Nashville to one of his friends to kind of get some more ears on it and to finish. And I can't wait. Hopefully at some point this year we'll release it. But he's such an amazing dude, such a supportive person in the Michigan music scene, and has only brought light to my life since I met him last year. So you guys are going to love talking to him.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you so much for that. That's why we're doing this.
You bet. I love that.
All right, Michelle, thank you again for being a part of this. This was
a lot of fun
tonight.
You're so kind.
And for everybody that's out there listening in podcast land, we're going to be doing this every Monday night, in Michigan Mondays. If you know another Michelle Wolf that is a Michigan artist that you would like us to talk to, please don't hesitate to drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going, what we're going to be doing, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. And hey, everybody, do good things.